This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't know what's more exciting, March Madness or St. Paddy's Day. I don't even know where to even start. So, first, happy St. Patrick's Day. We got the luck of the Irish upon us today. I'm not wearing green, not because I want to get pinched. It's just I really don't have any green scrubs. All my scrubs are either maroon or dark blue. I do have one pair of green scrubs, but I had a pen that broke in one of the pockets, so it has a big, huge ink stain, so I couldn't wear it. And I got to tell you, olive is a better color on me than just shamrock green, you know, or lime green, so I don't really wear green. But I think my underwear is green. Okay, no, I don't have gonorrhea. No, just my underwear is so I'm good, okay? I'm wearing green. I always like to kind of talk to you guys about the history of St. Patrick's Day because St. Patrick wasn't Irish, okay? He was born, I believe he was in Britain, okay, about 400 A.D., but he was kidnapped by Irish pirates when he was a teenager. This is according to Philip Freeman, author of St. Patrick of Ireland, a biography. Patrick was born, they say, this is being also reported by USA Today, was born into a religious family, but was an atheist early in his life. Then he rediscovered his faith while he was enslaved in Ireland. After 17 years of being a slave, he escaped Ireland, found his way home, but returned to Ireland as a missionary. He said he was ready to die in Ireland in order to make his mission successful. Now, we don't know where he died, but March 17th is believed to be the day of his death. So, for those of you who are real, devout, you know, and you know, observers of, you know, this day in St. Patrick, it's not a day for everybody to be kind of running around, you know, drinking green beer. It's, unless, of course, you're celebrating, you know, what he did and, you know, his triumph of, you know, surviving slavery and being able to make it back home. So, the Chicago River turns green, okay? And it's really, really cool. They say the Butler and Rowan family clans are responsible for turning the Chicago River bright green. They've done it for more than 50 years. They say it's a 6-person boat crew. They have to either be related by blood or marriage to either Mike Butler or Tom Rowan, according to the Chicago Tribune. Each year, the crew shakes an orange powder, which is a top secret recipe, into the Chicago River orange, believe it or not, from a sifter, and then the river stays green for about 5 hours. I trust that the EPA is all over it and make sure that it's something that's safe, and I'm sure it is. Then the parades. Remember, St. Patrick's Day began as a religious holiday in Ireland. But then, because of Irish Americans, we made it, you know, we Americans, we like to make it fun, we like to do parades, and we like to really go all out. So, St. Patrick's Day was first celebrated with banquets at certain clubs in Boston, Philadelphia, New York, Charleston, South Carolina, Savannah, Georgia. New York hosted the first St. Patrick's Day parade in 1762. And then by the mid-19th century, then parades were all over the place. And so, it's great, you know. They interviewed Timothy Meagher, a history professor at Catholic University in D.C., and he says it is able to show our numbers, showing that we are powerful and important. I think it's really cool. Now, you got the shamrocks all over the place, okay? Legend has it that St. Patrick used the 3-leaf shamrock to explain the Christian Holy Trinity. But historian Freeman says there's no evidence that St. Patrick did that. Traditions as early as the 17th century incorporated the plant, all right? And people wore shamrocks on their coats, and then they would then drown the shamrock by placing it in a glass of whiskey before drinking it. Drown the shamrock by downing it. Huh. I'm sure it's good in fiber. I can't tell you how many hours I spent looking for four-leaf clovers. Huh. And then, of course, Guinness. Apparently, Guinness, the Irish stout, is the drink of choice on St. Patrick's Day, according to USA Today. But on a typical day, Americans drink 600,000 pints of the Dublin-based beer. But on St. But on St. Patrick's Day, 3 million pints of Guinness are downed, according to Guinness in an email. They said, planning on drinking a pint on Monday, today is St. Patrick's Day. They say you have to tilt the glass at 45 degrees when pouring until it's 3/4 full, then let the beer settle before filling the glass so you don't get all the foam. 13 million pints of Guinness are going to be consumed worldwide today. Wow. And then the leprechauns. So the leprechauns are these little men that are running around drunk, all right? And the first recorded mention, they say, of the leprechaun was back in the 8th century, coming from the word lecherpan, meaning little body. And this was to describe water spirits, according to John and Caitlin Matthews of the Element Encyclopedia of Magical Creatures. Another origin, they say, is the Irish god Lu, whose Welsh variant, I guess, is known to be, I guess, the three golden shoemakers. You guys may know more about that than I do. Unfortunately, I don't know much about old folklore. And then, I guess, the Irish fairy Cluricon was a cunning spirit who haunts cellars, drinks, smokes, and plays tricks. And then, we have the leprechaun that plays tricks. All right, corned beef and cabbage. A lot of people eat corned beef and cabbage. My husband's already cooking some up. They say it's more American than Irish, though. You know, Irish Americans in the 19th century ate mostly potato, right? Now, they were mostly poor. Very few could afford meat, right? But the most affordable meat was corned beef. Cabbage, because it's a spring vegetable and it's cheap, according to historians. All right, so corned beef and cabbage, plus, you know, C and C. So for those of you celebrating, I mean, I love the religious, you know, story behind these. You know, a lot of Jewish holidays, same thing. We get so caught up in the holiday and the festivities that we forget, you know, the history. But for those of you Irish, we love you. Thank you for all you've done. And guys, be safe today. It's going to be madness. And it's March Madness. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really, really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we have the Look of the Irish today as well as March Madness. And a lot of you guys are going to be drinking like there's no tomorrow. And I know why. I mean, you look, Cinco de Mayo is also big around here. But it's interesting how bosses and coworkers and even teachers, once you say, but it's St. Patrick's Day, like, all right, we'll go easy on you. It's almost like, I, for those of us that aren't, again, observing it to the religious degree that many do, and we observe it more for, the fun, and everybody grabs a, beer or, wears something green. It's very interesting how, you know, pro-alcohol everybody seems to be. Okay? I mean, you know, I was in medical school, and we had a biochem test. It was my first year in biochem. And the test was going to be on, I believe, the 18th. And then, of course, our Irish student raised his hand, okay? And he's like, we can't do the test tomorrow. Well, why not? Well, or not tomorrow. We can't do the test on Thursday or whatever. Why? Because it's St. Patrick's Day the night before. You know, and I'm like, and, you know, if you need me to speak on behalf of the Jews, I will also like to say, yes, we want to observe that as well. So you have the Jewish vote as well on this, not only the Irish, but, you know, I'd like to speak on behalf of the Jews in the class. Of course, I think I was the only Jewish one in the class, but there was one other. And so the teacher's like, all right, well, then we'll move the test. Really? You guys are going to be out? Everybody's like, yeah, we're all going to be out. We're all going to be drinking. And if we weren't, you bet your butt we were going to make sure we were there partying because, you know, wow. So he moved the test. You know, for a medical school to do that, to move a test because the day before, night before was St. Patrick's Day, or the day before was St. Patrick's Day, pretty cool. And that's when I saw the power. There's a lot of power. Now, okay, I'm your radio doc. Okay, and I'm a lot of people's doctors, all right? And one of my listeners wants to enjoy the festivities, but he was just put on a medication that has a sticker on the bottle, on the little orangish bottle. I don't even know what's a prescription bottle color. It's like a burnt orange. I don't know what those colors are. It's like an orange that you really never see. It's like a fall type, anyway, whatever color. And a big sticker on it, another orange sticker, saying, do not drink with this medication. So he wants to know what medications he can drink on. Well, I don't have that answer. It's not just a liability issue. I don't know. Let's go over a list of medicines where you should avoid alcohol because you could have very dangerous reactions with that. Okay? So, first and foremost, Tylenol. Okay? Right? Because if you mix Tylenol and alcohol, it can affect your liver. We've talked about that. According to Tylenol's website, this isn't even Tylenol, severe liver damage may occur if you take 3 or more alcoholic drinks every day while using this product. 3 or more alcoholic drinks. Some of you guys have already had 30 drinks before we even got started. By the way, when is the first March Madness game? We're finding out 12:15 p.m. I'm assuming that's Eastern time. So that's 9. Okay, so basically the game started. Duke versus North Carolina. Then comes Texas Tech versus Butler. Then comes Colorado versus Connecticut. Iowa State versus... Okay, yeah, you guys already... It's already happening. So if you guys are on Tylenol or taking a Tylenol product, like pain medicine of Tylenol in it, you could be screwed. Okay? And that's a Tylenol website. You know how usually nobody likes to advertise against themselves? That's a Tylenol website saying if you take 3 or more alcoholic drinks with your Tylenol, you could have severe liver damage. So, not to mention Tylenol alone, overtaking it could affect the liver. They say you got to be careful with over-the-counter medications like anti-inflammatories. Why? Because they cause stomach bleeding. We've talked about that. So Motrin, Advil, Naprosyn, Aleve. They say your risk of GI bleed goes up if you drink more than 3 drinks a day while taking them. All right. Now, I took this morning an Excedrin migraine. Okay, I have a headache, a pretty bad one. Excedrin migraine has acetaminophen and aspirin. So I need to wait for it to, I don't know, get past a couple half-lives before I could drink. I don't think I am. I got kind of a doctor's event. You know, and you don't really want to get stupid in front of other doctors, you know. You don't want to start drinking. Now, doctors can drink, but I don't want to, you know, I need to look, calm, cool, collected. I don't really, because here's the thing, alcohol gives me headaches. Yeah, I need to be able to do, you know, my real, real good show. Prescription pain medications. So your prescription pain medications like Percocet and Vicodin, if you read the bottle, your Percocet is oxycodone/acetaminophen. And your Vicodin is hydrocodone/acetaminophen. Hence, it's got the Tylenol in there. Plus, I noticed that with the narcotics, you'll feel more drowsy, you'll feel more dizzy. So not only do you risk the liver issues, but you also risk the I wouldn't even say respiratory depression, because narcotics will lower your respiratory drive, and then as well as the alcohol. Now, we're in March, so many of us are taking allergy, cold, and flu medications. Many of you guys are taking your Benadryl, your Claritin, your Dimetapp, your Zyrtec, your Tylenol cold and flu, your Claritin D. So anyway, drinking alcohol while you take any of those, that could also accelerate drowsiness. A lot of them still have Tylenol with it, so I would be careful. Plus, if you have some pseudoephedrine in there, that can mess with you. And then cough medications. All right, be very careful with cough medications like your Robitussin, etc. Can make you feel drowsy, dizzy, especially if you have codeine with it. Our alcohol used to be our cough syrup. We used to use that, you know, a tuple of brandy, something like that, to stop cough. And so it has, it also, I guess, for the, you know, it allows your respiratory system to be not as excitable. So you add that with your cough syrup. I don't like the respiratory implications. Antibiotics, okay? A lot of you guys like Z-Packs. And you're like, you know what, I can take a Z-Pack because it won't hurt, you know, I could take it with alcohol. I still wouldn't say that, okay? Some of the antibiotics, especially like Zithromax, could interfere with your heartbeat. So you could have heartbeat, you could have blood pressure issues, antifungal medications. Those could also help the liver. So some of you guys taking Diflucan, Lamisil, Nizoral, those can unfortunately interact with the alcohol and affect the liver. So upset stomach, a variety of things. And the antibiotic may not work. You're trying to fight a staph infection? Really? All right. Next, anxiety medications. Many of you guys are on your Valium. You're on your Xanax. You take it regularly, Ativan. Be very careful. You could slow your breathing, have difficulty breathing, memory problems, strange behavior, they say. And you're taking two downers. Your anti-anxiety medication is a downer, and then your alcohol is a downer. That could be bad. Antidepressant medications as well, your Cymbalta, your Effexor, your Wellbutrin, Zoloft, Seroquel, St. John's Wort that you get over the counter. This could really increase your risk of overdose because, unfortunately, it can augment the chemicals. If the liver isn't metabolizing as well, you can unfortunately have too many of these chemicals in your blood system. They say mixing alcohol with Seroquel or Remeron, according to BuzzFeed.com, could cause impaired motor control. Mixing alcohol with Wellbutrin could make you more sensitive to the alcohol. Cymbalta with the alcohol could cause liver damage. And then if you take MAO inhibitors, the monoamine oxidase inhibitors like Palmade or Nardil, that could really start to mess with the heart. Ritalin. Don't be taking Adderall and Ritalin with alcohol. I know you guys want to pay attention to every single game today with March Madness. Unfortunately, these can make you feel dizzy, mess with the heart, liver damage as well. And then a lot of us, we will pre-treat ourselves with heartburn medications. We'll pop a Zantac to allow our stomach to not get so irritated by the alcohol. Unfortunately, that could impact your blood pressure, Reglan can, and it could also lower your tolerance for the alcohol. And don't say, oh, goody, then I could drink less. No, that's not good. Please do not mix your Ambien or your Lunesta or valerian root or lavender with your sleep medication, with your alcohol, all right? This can really mess with your respiratory drive, cause memory issues, etc. Not good. A lot of you guys take blood pressure medications. Alcohol will up your blood pressure. So many of you are like, oh, okay, well, good. I'll just pop an extra blood pressure medicine. This could cause arrhythmia. So do not mix alcohol with blood pressure medicines, diabetes medications. All right? You could become hypoglycemic. Your sugar can drop even lower because the alcohol causes the blood sugar to drop. Blood clot medicines could mess up. Cholesterol medications could hurt your liver. So which medicines are safe with alcohol? I'm just going to say none. Sorry. Happy St. Patrick's Day, though. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We really do appreciate it. Know that you could always follow us, not only on social media, but you could email, or you could go to our website and you could email me anytime and I will answer medical questions. I like doing that kind of stuff. And, again, I'm not, drinking, so, you don't have to worry about me giving you an answer that is not going to be, competent or coherent, alright? SeaWorld, okay, is going to stop breeding their orcas. And they are going to phase out their famous orca shows. I think this, it was 3 years ago when one of the trainers was killed. I'm trying to remember how long ago that was. When one of the trainers was working with the whale and it pulled her down and oh my gosh. So they've been under pressure for their treatment of killer whales and their trainers. And there was a documentary, I think it was called Blackfish, that came out. So the company had already announced plans to end killer whale shows at its San Diego park. There used to be marine, was it marine land? Gosh, when I was there in the 70s, there was SeaWorld and then there was marine land, and they closed one of them. I don't remember the difference, but I remember SeaWorld was, I think, bigger. SeaWorld, they say, is going to turn its attention to new inspiring natural orca encounters, emphasizing enrichment, exercise, and health while its killer whales are alive. The orca shows will end at its San Diego park in 2017, while the San Antonio and Orlando parks will end the shows by 2019. I guess the company has been under heavy pressure from animal rights activists, including People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals and other groups. So, the company said it has not collected any orcas from the wild in more than 40 years, and as orcas will live out their lives at SeaWorld, that includes one pregnant orca named Takara. Wait, how did she get pregnant? Ooh, wait, they must be having some fun. They will continue to receive the highest quality care, they say, based on the latest advances in marine veterinary medicine, science, and zoological best practices. Guests will be able to observe these orcas through the new educational encounters and in viewing areas. Let me just quickly tell you what is going on. Okay, so PETA has called for SeaWorld to move its orcas to sanctuaries. PETA's very happy. PETA President Ingrid Newkirk said PETA is campaigning hard, and now there is a payoff for future generations. SeaWorld of orcas. SeaWorld must open its tanks to the oceans to allow the orcas it now holds captive to have some semblance of life outside these person tanks. SeaWorld also Thursday announced a new partnership with longtime the Humane Society, and the company said it's going to spend $50 million over 5 years to rescue animals and fight commercial fishing of whales and seals, etc. I didn't see the movie or the documentary Blackfish, okay? Apparently that's caused SeaWorld to have a huge image problem. Me growing up, okay, and I was born in L.A., you really start to appreciate fish. You appreciate water, okay? If your mom or dad don't fish and don't take you out to fish, these zoos, these marine, these aquariums, etc., I love. I mean, any city I go to, I try to hit the aquarium. I love that. All right? And one reason why I love it is because it adorns and it puts on a pedestal fish. All right? I understand the whole captivity thing, and that's not, an animal should be free. I get that. But, you see, to me, it teaches us humans how to respect other animals. I mean, when you see a giraffe in real life eating off a tree, okay, you're like, wow, okay? I mean, you gain a love for it. So I think bringing humans and animals together, okay, in one shape or another is, I think beneficial for all of us. And so I don't know if the move later is, to be humane to animals is to completely, close down every zoo, every aquarium, every water park. One suggestion I would have is where there's a time limit, I guess, You know, so people get, so these animals get to go back out into the wild. They could only be held captive for a certain amount of time. And that, but the problem is a lot of the animals, they do. They start to get used to it. They have, they, you know, they get, they're pregnant. They have a baby. They, you know, and, it, you know, it sounds like in some respects they're very pampered. You got veterinarians on board. You got, you know, you got them very well fed, regular meals, and I know an animal needs to live. I wouldn't want to be held in captivity, okay? I mean, I couldn't care less if I get 3 squares a day. Get me out of jail. All right, I'll take less food just to be free. So I agree. There's, you know, I agree that, you know, the less captivity, the better, but it's just, I think these parks, sometimes do amazing. I mean, like, the respect my kids have for animals, I really credit to places like SeaWorld and zoos and Animal Kingdom at Disney World. I mean, you know, it's so hard to think these companies bad guys when they're the ones that garner an appreciation for animals. But it's just if they're, you know, for them to, what's the word I'm trying to exploit, and if that's what's being insinuated that's happening in these places, and important, unfortunately, cruelty to animals, then no, that has to stop. They say the average male orca lifespan is about 30 years. They can live up to 60 years. The average female orca lifespan is 50, and they can live up to 100, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. But a 1995 study showed that the mortality rate for orcas living in captivity were 2.5 times higher than the orcas living in the wild. All right, there you go. And so, Tilcum, the SeaWorld orca, I guess, was the one that's chronicled in this documentary. They say the death, they say that it was suffering from a bacterial infection in the lungs. And then the orca that killed the SeaWorld employee is also now facing deterioration. So, I mean, my guess is eventually all these, you know, all these types of parks are going to be phased out later. But, it's a shame that has to happen. I just had such, go ahead, yeah. I know.
Sorry, I was wondering why I wasn't hearing myself. I just realized I'm only talking to Dahlia because I didn't put myself in the maze. I'm sorry, guys. Sorry.
Oh, no. Anyway, my main thing, what you were saying.
My
yeah.
thing is I think more of them need to be like Steve Irwin's park. I think that is where we should start focusing on how they run things, because I think they do a pretty good job. SeaWorld scares me just because the lack of understanding of these animals, the lack of research, and it's much more of trying to domesticate a whale rather than learn from the whale. And
well, I
got to
tell you something. I got to admit, they're kind of getting boring. I was in Atlanta, and I took the kids to, I forget where we went, and yeah, it was one of the aquariums, and they had a dolphin show, and the man riding on the dolphin like they were water skis was kind of boring and stupid. You know, I like the flips of the dolphins and the dolphins saying hi to you, but some of these shows are really boring and stupid anyway, so
personally, I've seen a dolphin show, and yeah, that was nice. No, I still say the best time I had with dolphins was when I was in Georgia on the coast, and we were kayaking, and they just came right up to the boat to say
yes.
hi, and that is where the real experience is, and just knowing that, you know, it's not a shark, it's a dolphin, they just want to be friends. Like, that made
I know
made
they
a huge
do,
difference.
They want kisses. Oh. Did you ever kiss a dolphin?
I didn't,
oh my
I
gosh,
didn't. We were told that there's
know,
some sort of law, so you're not supposed to mess with them or touch them or you know, encourage their.
Right.
But it couldn't help it. Had to pet them. I will. They're just so cool.
I know. All right. Thank you. So, Georgia, guys, go to Georgia to swim with the dolphins. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's buysellmakeoffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor because buysellmakeoffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, buysellmakeoffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. Buysellmakeoffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, we are back back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, well, Secretary of State John Kerry has said today that ISIS has been committing genocide against religious minorities in the Middle East. Finally, the administration is admitting that that's what's going on over there. I don't understand why it took this long for somebody to wake up over there, but they did. And they said the formal designation comes days after the House passed a non-binding resolution by a 393-0 vote condemning ISIS atrocities as genocide. And so, he says, John Kerry says, we must recognize what they are doing to their victims. Naming these crimes is important, but what is essential is to stop them. And then he enumerated a list of atrocities against Shiite Muslims, Christians, Yazidis at the hands of the Sunni extremists. And, the reason why I take something like this so personally is because, you know, I lost a lot of family in the Holocaust. And the deniers, okay, I mean, that is just, it's like somebody knifing you and just twisting the knife and twisting the knife and twisting the knife. So when you see Muslims, Christians, I mean, any people being killed and tortured and raped and, and people denying it or not even acknowledging it, it's just unfathomable. So it's nice to know that the government's awake. All right, so the government's awake, and we'll see what they have planned. But that's some breaking news. Just had to share that with you guys. Don't ask. And I tell you, you know what I think is the most frustrating? Okay, and this could be either side. It could be Democrat or Republican. I think what's the most frustrating is you and I talk. Okay, and I mean, either we talk at a restaurant, or we talk in a patient room, or we talk on air, or we talk, and we say something, and then the government comes around years later going, this is what we think. They're like, what? This is why I get so guys darn mad, even with the medical stories and the medical studies. I told you, back in the 90s, I'd find an article. You had to do something called Journal Club. Journal Club is where you bring in an article, and you talk about it, and you discuss it with the other doctors. But this is doctors in training. Okay, and then, of course, the doctors who are out of training. So I bring in an article in the late 90s where the estrogen, the hormone replacement therapy, could increase heart attacks. And I don't think I mentioned cancer in this one journal article, but all right. And it's called Journal Club. I know, we're dorks, okay? That's the type of clubs we have to join. And it's mandatory to be in Journal Club. Mandatory. It's called Journal Club. Like, a little like book club. Yeah. I'm like, really? So anyway, I'm sitting there. And they go, look, there's all these other studies. And I'm like, look, you know, we better pay attention to this. Nah, little girl. Oh, stupid little girl. I mean, you know, that's how they made me feel. Nah, don't. Look, there's all these other studies saying it helps the heart. Okay, that's just one study. Let's move on. And they go, but wait a second. All right, if there's one study saying, hold on here, guys. Don't you think we need to take a listen? No, because all the other studies disproved it. All the other studies disproved it. Well, but don't you think we should just pay a little attention to this? And then, lo and behold, 2002 Women's Health Initiative study comes out going, you know, this could be causing heart disease, heart attacks. And in fact, one female researcher I heard that was trying to refute it died herself of heart disease while on estrogen. One of them trying to refute it. So, I really get frustrated that we here as, you know, as voters, as consumers, we're like, okay, something's wrong, something's up, and nobody listens. And it really drives me crazy because it shows how powerless we are. We're supposed to be powerful. The power of the vote. I mean, we are supposed to, we watch the politicians argue going back and forth, and we're like, okay, you know, we have control, we'll have power, and we don't. And that's what's frustrating. You know, when you see people upset and they're supporting Trump or they're supporting Bernie or they're supporting people that they think is going to quote unquote fight the system and they're getting all passionate. I understand why they're frustrated. You know, because you're like, I don't like this. I don't like Obamacare. I don't want it anymore. Doesn't matter. I have been saying I disliked it before it even passed. Nope. Nobody listens. Yeah, same thing with the troop withdrawal. in the Middle East. Nobody listened. And then ISIS comes into power. So, I nobody listens to us. And so, what are we supposed to do? Okay, well, write your legislator. Write your legislature. I mean, I do. I mean, I make my opinions very well known. You know, and I'll even tell them, I'll go, look, guys, you know, let me help you with your campaign. Let me, you know, I have a lot of ideas. I have a lot of, you know, no. And I understand that, okay? They're getting millions of people saying, let me help you, let me help you, let me help you. And so I understand the logistics. I understand the practicality of it. But I don't know one person who said they benefited from, I shouldn't say I don't know one person. But from the private practice aspect or the private insurance aspect of the Obamacare, I don't know one person. I know some people that got on Medicaid, but I don't know anybody else who didn't get on Medicaid happy with the situation with insurance. I don't know anybody who's happy with the way we're handling our foreign policy, etc. Doesn't matter. Government does whatever they want. So public opinion matters when you're trying to run for office. Then once you're there, you're stuck. And I guess that's what's so frustrating. That's why I think people are really, really blood-curdling passionate about who wins this next time. Because we know what happens. Once they're in, you're a hostage for 4 years. And you're stuck with whatever they want to do. And you have to just go with it. You know, having somebody say that you got to pay for this and you got to pay for that when you don't want to, It's very, very, you know, so I hear you guys. I'm frustrated. You're frustrated. And, you want to have faith. You want to know that your government is strong. You want to be like, well done. Yeah. You know, how many times do we have yeah moments? You know, maybe we grew up watching these movies where the president was like, yeah. Yeah. And Reagan, maybe, you know, you tell him. Yeah, you know, you bang that fist onto the desk, you know, and we're just, you know, are we going to be proud if Hillary beats Bernie and Trump beats, you know, the other, you know, Cruz and Kasich? Are we going to be, right, standing on our amazing soil in our phenomenal country, looking out at our neighbors, right, standing next to the White House going, yeah, this is us. And we're not. If Hillary gets in or if Trump gets in, I think a lot of us are going to go, yeah, this is the best we could do. This has probably been one of the first elections that I've seen where the majority of people are like, I'm not really excited about either candidate. And then that worries me because I think we're going to have a lot of people not vote. There's a lot of people that say, you know what, I can't say I voted for Trump. I can't tell my grandchildren I voted for Trump. I can't tell my grandchildren I voted for Hillary. I'm probably not going to vote. Oh, that's the last thing we want. I would rather you vote Democrat than not vote. Okay, I would rather you have passion about something than not have passion. So that's what I'm nervous about. And so, I apologize if every now and then I have to give a little dig to what's going on with our administration. But I just want to, and I know many people say, well, you know, critics of the, Obama administration are never going to say good job or tout him for anything good. You know, I want to say I was pretty impressed with how quickly we handled Superstorm Sandy. All right. I thought, you know, we did a pretty good job. And I know a lot of people are mad at Chris Christie for, thanking Obama for help. But I got to tell you, in times of crisis, you know, if the government comes in to help, you thank the government. But other than that, do we really have a lot of things where it's like, yeah, I am so proud of Washington. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDAI. Don't go away.
Thank you. It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.